everyone to Transformation with Martinet. That's me. This is where we overcome anything and compromise nothing. I'm so excited. Friday at 1 p.m. Eastern and 10 a.m. Pacific is my favorite time. I love this show. I love speaking transformation, overcoming, because we as humans absolutely can. I am proof. My guest today is proof. And all my guests that I invite on the show today are proof that we can get back up from anything, literally anything. So without further ado, I'd like to welcome my guest today, Tara Galliano. And this is going to be a pretty powerful show. And as I told Tara, when we were first starting, it's like, I had to dress the part. I felt like this is going to be a really amazing transformational show. And Tara is the founder of Rediscovering My Body, Boulder Sex Therapy, and she is amazing. So Tara, please introduce yourself a little better.
Wonderful. I'm such a pleasure to be here with you, Martinet. And I love the wild side that you're bringing with your outfit. Love that. So yeah, I'm an author. I'm a speaker. I'm a retreat host. Mm-hmm. And I've been doing this work in the field of sexual wellness for about 2 decades. A little bit over that, and really helping women touch into their pleasure and rediscover their body. So I began this journey as an educator and was working with women who had had cancer, who were really distraught about their future. Like, they didn't know if they were going to live or die. And so the prospect of having more pleasure in their body just seemed ridiculous. And yet, once they'd gone through the journey of chemo and surgery and radiation or whatever their cancer diagnosis presented to them, they decided that they wanted more. And I was so honored to be with them on this journey, really phoenixes coming up from the flames as they were reclaiming pleasure in their lives for themselves and with their lovers and with their significant others. And so that's where this work began. And so then I decided to write this book, Rediscover My Body, for all women. Women were saying that they wanted that experience as well. And that's kind of where my work has landed these days. And so then I created the coaching business, Rediscovering My Body.
Oh, I love that. I love that. Did you work with women, like specifically with female cancers or all?
All cancers. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think a large proportion of the women that I was working with had breast cancer, because I was working primarily with a nurse navigator who was helping women with breast cancer. And then so many women were finding that there were impacts on their sexual functioning when they, discovered that they had to go through radiation or chemotherapy, or that the surgery altered their sense of self. And so their confidence in their body image and their confidence in how they were to be sexy was really impacted. So it really, it impacted all women with all cancers.
Yeah, I can relate. I had cancer in 2014. I had colon cancer. And I because of the type of the cancer, I didn't always have control over myself, especially when chemo started, surgery went. And then when chemo started, it was a very humbling experience, because there were some things I couldn't control. And feeling sexy definitely was something like, oh my gosh, am I going to be okay if I'm with my husband? It was a really scary thing. Plus start losing hair, eyelashes, things that just made me feel, well, not so good. And I was someone who struggled with body image anyway. So how did you start women on these journeys? Did you start women on this journey of appreciating their amazing bodies for what they've been able to carry them through? And
I mean, and I think that's really where it begins, through the sense of appreciation and acknowledgement. And so particularly for women who'd gone through a cancer diagnosis and then subsequently the treatment, that they were uncomfortable in their bodies, because a lot of them felt like their bodies had betrayed them, or if they really were to feel into their bodies, that they might find that there's fear or guilt or shame, and really powerful emotions that I think a lot of us don't want to feel into. So we begin to push them aside. And it was not exclusive to women who'd been on a cancer journey or had a cancer diagnosis. It was really what I was finding was fundamental to so many of us in female bodies, that we were experiencing body image issues that caused us to feel shame, or we were experiencing shame and then we had body image issues. So it's It's a ubiquitous experience that impacts all of us. And when we're able to acknowledge what's true for us in our body and actually come into our body, we might have this sense of discomfort. And yet, that's where the power begins, because then we're able to claim more pleasure eventually. But it begins mm-hmm. with standing or being where we are in the moment, whether it is the overwhelming shame, or whether it is the discomfort, or whether it is the numbness or mm-hmm. the lack of sensation that we may feel in our body. But it is mm-hmm. acknowledging that, because if we don't acknowledge it, then nobody else is. Right. And we need to take ownership of that for ourselves. So it's really beginning where we are.
For sure. And allowing ourselves to feel into those things, because this is a topic that should be talked about more, and it's not, yes. at least in the world that I'm in, the community that I'm in. And I think this is, whether you've had cancer or not, or you've had body image, eating disorders, anything like that. It's hard. I thought for the longest time that my body was just like my body. It was like not a separate thing, not as wise as I know now that it is. Yeah. You know, I was actually on a coaching session the other day, and I asked my client, are you in your body right now? She goes, as a matter of fact, no, yeah. I'm not. I said, well, where are you? Over here, over there somewhere, where are you? And it was kind of interesting, like just feeling into that, like, where are you right now? What do you want to do? What do you want to be feeling right now? Do you not want to be feeling something right now, which is probably why you left. So for anyone that is in a place that they're not quite in touch with their bodies, it's a hard start. So like something that you talk about is a safe place for awakening. How would you describe that?
Yeah. First, I want to acknowledge what you're saying, because I think oftentimes, yes, is that we have a mechanistic worldview where our bodies are seen as machines mm-hmm. and really separate from who we are. And yet when we shift our paradigm and come into our bodies can actually be that safe haven for us, because they are inherently wise mm-hmm. and the ability to trust that is profoundly healing. Mm-hmm. And that's really what I teach. And so three modalities, breath, sound, and movement, are going mm-hmm. to help cleanse or clear the blockages that we may experience from trauma, which is anything mm-hmm. that overwhelms the nervous system. And then it also helps us reach for more pleasure. So that same breath, that same movement, that same sound is going to allow us to have ecstasy in our bodies, in these vehicles. That is really the pathway forward. And we don't learn this stuff. It's not things that we can come across easily. And yet it's simple, you know, mm-hmm. it's not like it's really difficult things to learn, but it really is refocusing the attention. So we pay attention to these things that we're already doing. We're already mm-hmm. moving. We're already making sounds. We're already breathing.
Right. And you know, it was interesting too. Like you talk about, the nervous system. I know that I've got to kind of have a practice myself for like flow in my life. I've got to start the day out with a workout, some kind of nature out there, even go outside and just breathe the air a little bit, do whatever workout I'm going to do some meditation in order to, stay in here and to do the work that I need to do. So you're talking about the breath, sound, movement. That sounds to me like kind of the same, like balancing that nervous system.
Yes.
To mm-hmm. be able to experience anything, any good stuff, right?
It's true. Yeah. And oftentimes our nervous systems are so dysregulated because mm-hmm. we live in a chaotic environment. We live in a chaotic world where pandemics happen, where wars happen, where we have discord in relationships with our primary partners, where we mm-hmm. have unpleasant work situations. I mean, life happens. Yep. And yep. what happens is oftentimes our sense of self or our sense of equilibrium goes with those external events. Mm-hmm. And the opportunity is really to refocus within ourselves. How do we keep that awareness and that equanimity within our being, regardless of what the external circumstances look like? And that's mm-hmm. a really tricky thing to do. And so oftentimes we're introduced to that practice through meditation, which mm-hmm. allows experience a sense of mindfulness. And I would say coming into the body is the next layer. As one of my mentors talks about, she talks about her mentor who says bodyfulness. And so really
coming into
the body. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh, I like that. I want to use that one.
Yeah.
Bodyfulness. That's really good. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So speaking of that, we're going to go to break in a couple minutes, but something you say as well is we get lost and need to find our way back to our bodies. So, so is this how we start, like with breath, with meditation, with how do you guide people?
Mm-hmm. There. I really need to meet people where they're at, because meditation, I would say for some people, feels like an advanced practice, because it is this opportunity to come into stillness that actually can activate and create more anxiety for some people.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not always a pathway forward. Sometimes it actually is more through the movement that oftentimes people can find the stillness within the movement because they're already moving. So if they can bring their awareness to something that they're already doing, then that helps with the activation for other parts of their life. Some people find a contemplative practice in painting or in writing or in cooking. So really the question is, to begin to observe what it is you're already doing that puts you in the flow. Because I don't come in with a prescriptive advice. I come in to meet you where you're at. So this way you can really begin to explore what's true for you. And that's really the reason why I wrote the book like I did. The book Rediscover My Body is a guidebook to help women collect the data points, to put it in a contained space, and to be able to reference it for themselves.
Mm-hmm.
So know better what's true for them.
Right. I love that. I love that. And you know, another word that you said a couple times too now is simple. And one of my master coach always taught us that everything is really quite simple. We blow it up into these big things.
We do.
And make everything so much harder than it really is.
True.
And sometimes, and sometimes it is just a simple breath. And yes, what you were saying about, some people for meditation, it's just a very hard thing. And it was for me in the beginning, that's for sure. I had to build up slowly, 3 minutes, 5 minutes, 10. And then now I can just go for sometimes a good hour if I need that or want that. So we are going to take a break, but why don't you tell everybody, well, first where they can find you and then where they can get your book.
I love it. So rediscoveringmybody.com is my website. That's a great way to find me. And you can find my book on Amazon.
Right on. Okay, everyone, we're going to take a break and then we'll come back and talk some more about rediscovering our bodies.
Did you know that you hold the greatest truths in your body? Are you ready to feel more confident, claim your desire, and speak it out loud? Are you ready to increase your capacity for pleasure? Yes! The Rediscovering My Body coaching program is for you. Tara Galliano has been transforming women's sexual lives for over 2 decades as a sex therapist. Let her help you. Visit rediscoveringmybody.com. That's rediscoveringmybody.com. Hormone imbalances aren't just for the ladies. Men experience them too as they age. Are you experiencing low libido, fatigue, low stamina, and low energy? Call Dr. Nishath Hakim for a telehealth consultation, 248-997-4242, and learn more about andropause and hormone replacement therapy. Or visit prosperityhealthmi.com. Don't let the disruption and chaos in life overpower you. You are not the same woman as yesterday. These negative thoughts can paralyze the mind and wreak havoc on the body. Heather Lynn Jurgens is your transformation coach and reinventable specialist. Join Heather and a tribe of women willing to trade in suffering for liberation. Get Heather's reinventable roadmap at heatherlynnjurgens.com/reinventable roadmap.
Life is so unpredictable, and sometimes trauma, grief, and other circumstances leave us feeling like the walls of life are closing in on us. Vernita Bo has been where you are. She is a Christian life coach, a motivational speaker, and a licensed minister. Let Vernita help you begin to live again. For a free 30-minute consultation, visit VernitaInspires.com.
Do you suffer from stress and anxiety? Have you tried everything and nothing's working? Do you need something more affordable and exciting than traditional therapy? You need Hannah, the anti-anxiety coach. She helps people of all ages overcome their stress and anxiety to get back to a normal life. Hannah has spots available for a limited time in her one-on-one coaching, six-month coaching, and group coaching programs. Go to hannah-o'brien.com and click on the chat button to get started.
Welcome back, everyone, to Transformation with Martine. This is where we overcome everything and compromise nothing. My guest today is Tara Galliano, and we have been talking about pleasure in our bodies, rediscovering our bodies, and just knowing and believing that they're not just a machine. They're not some robot that kind of takes us from one place to another. They are wise, infinitely wise. And I really didn't get that up to about 10 years ago. I had cancer, some people know, in 2014. And that's when I really, or actually even when I had kids, I started appreciating myself more. But once cancer came in, it's like, wow, she really is great. She really takes care of me. So before we go into a little more discussion, Tara, would you like to tell everybody about your masterclass in May?
Oh, thank you so much, Martine. Yes, I would love to. So what I find is that when women have read the book and have a better understanding of what's true for them, they want something more. And so I developed this masterclass based on the class that I was teaching in person in Boulder to women who had cancer. So it was a number of years that I was able to teach this class in person, and I loved it. And so everything that was wonderful for those women to learn that really met them where they're at is in the masterclass. And so in the masterclass, we're talking about desire, sensual connection, and inherent body wisdom. So we're really looking at these three pillars to dive deeper into the five-week class. And I think it's a great access point for women who want to connect with others and also, more importantly, want to connect with themselves in a meaningful way. So I'll guide you through activities and exercises, and it's a great container to dive deeper into the exploration of yourself.
Yeah, you know, that's like, I remember we talked a little bit on break that I used to be embarrassed about so many things, about sex or just my body itself. I remember just being horrified just about, monthly, my period and all that was just so embarrassing to me. I wouldn't buy anything without buying 10 other things along with it. Whereas my daughters, 21, 23, don't think anything of it. I think that we've come a long way. Yeah, but I was just so embarrassed. And part of that was my upbringing. My mom was extremely proper. You did not talk about things, like just the two of you or whatever. And my mom really didn't tell me anything even about my monthly cycle until I found out from a friend. So I think that's why I became embarrassed by things, which is just the way I was raised. So do a lot of your clients come to you that way? Like, gosh, you know, I know there's more for me here, but I don't know how to approach it with my partner. I'm not even sure how to handle it inside myself.
Yeah. I would say yes, yes, and yes. Mm-hmm. What I find is that oftentimes we don't have a working vocabulary to speak about what brings us pleasure or what it is that we desire. And then oftentimes we have the expectation that our partner knows. And when there's so much shame around sex and when nobody's really talking about it, we oftentimes don't have the words, and yet we put this expectation on ourselves that we do have the words and that we're confident about it. And I like to write about that myself, is that my lover calls me shy because sometimes I don't have the words to say what it is that I desire. And I talk about sex all day long. Yeah. And it's the internal messages, it's from the messages from my family of origin. I was raised Catholic. And so there's some element of shame in that and disavowing the body, and particularly the female body. And then there's all the cultural layers of that. And so when we don't have fluency and we don't have an ability to access language around what brings us pleasure or even our body parts, then it makes sense that we can't conceptualize it, because language is really this great key that helps us bring forth what it is that we're thinking about or what it is, the concepts that we have in our mind around pleasure or around ecstasy. And when we have the words, then we can begin to express it. And we don't have the words, whether we're speaking them or writing them, we're missing out on a whole bunch of stuff. And so what I like to help my clients do is create a working vocabulary so they can have a common language with their lover about what brings them pleasure. And oftentimes we don't know, right? So we got to start with something. And so I start with the things that maybe make us feel uncomfortable. And certainly mm-hmm. to progress from private parts or down there to more right. concrete descriptive language, because there's power. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I would say that too. And it's like you were saying, the words have to fit. Somebody may prefer one thing over the other, but whatever feels comfortable to you. And as I would do with my own clients anyway, is like kind of sit in that discomfort and ask yourself, is this really what you believe? Is this really how you feel about things? Does this word really bother me, or did this bother my mother? Or, you know, I think that might be helpful too.
Yes to all of that. Yeah, because we need to start somewhere. And when we recognize the words that we've inherited from our mothers, whether they were talking about our menses or they were talking about our periods or they weren't talking about them, it is the words that they use and how they share them with us. And it is also the words that they don't use. And it is also the topics that they avoid, because that transmission comes through in a felt sense through the body. So your mother not sharing with you about the beauty of coming into womanhood by achieving your menses or having your menses is information, right? And so you sharing that with your daughters and making it common, like this is a normal thing, this is what we cycle through every month, just like the moon cycles we cycle, brings it to a different context. And so we're always creating context for ourselves and for others. And when we have language to create that context, we can create some really beautiful, powerful images to hold ourselves and to hold young women. It's like we can really change things by the words that we're using.
Absolutely. This just popped in my head and I just thought I'd share it, because it goes to show how embarrassed I was, but at the same time, so interested. I remember my dad was over one day, and this was when I was probably about 22, and I bought my first place, and I was babysitting my my sister's son, and he was just starting to toddle around the house, you know. And I used to give him free rein, just do whatever. And my sister was always like, "You got to watch him a little bit more." And so I'm watching him, but I'm letting him explore. And he he goes into my bookshelf, my bookcase. And I had tons of books, like literally tons of books, different shelves. And guess what book he brings out and hands to my dad? The Art of Sexual Ecstasy.
I love it.
Oh, my goodness. You know, it's one of those things where if you could just kind of melt into the floor.
I love it.
That would have been it. But it's just funny how these things, even as a grown woman that I was even then on my own, I left home at 17 that long, how embarrassing it still was.
Yes.
You know, oh Lordy.
And the discomfort that we feel, and children, they know immediately. So they go right to the source, because that's where the charge is. And then they present, and what did your dad feel? And what did you feel? And like in that connection. And then also the transmission to your nephew of like, oh, there's something charged about this.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. It was
so
interesting.
Beyond words.
Yeah. And my dad actually was like, oh, nice book, Martina.
I love it.
You know, that look and that sound, like, whoa. Yeah. Yeah. That's okay. You know, we're all through all that now. But yeah. So do women come to you also with like, they want to be more close. They want the satisfaction themselves, but they really want something with their partner, and maybe their partner's a little more embarrassed, or I've experienced that in my own life, as well as clients even coming to me talking about like, gosh, I really want more of this. And it's not my level. It's not my expertise as it is yours. So do you counsel with the men as well, or just through your women?
I work with all people. I actually go through phases. Sometimes I'm working with more men. Sometimes I'm working with more women. I work with a lot of couples. It really depends on where the desire lies. Because oftentimes when there is an issue in the relationship, it's not one person. It's often a function of the relationship, is what I like to say. So everybody's participating to create that. And what I find is that they actually want the art of ecstasy. They want more intimacy. They want to reach for more, and they don't know how, and they get stuck in the patterns that they get stuck in. And that is the opportunity to change things. And so when they recognize that they're stuck in the same old pattern, and what I find, particularly with couples, is that they love each other, that most of the rest of their life is actually quite satisfying. Mm-hmm. They're living mm-hmm. together like roommates, and they don't know how to get that erotic spark because the eros is dead, right? It's dormant because the wildness needs to exist. And the wildness is a mystery. The wildness is how we inhabit our being. And when we domesticate ourselves and come into rhythm and routine, which is also a desire mm-hmm. for being human, like we like that comfort, we like that familiarity. But when it rains and the wildness is dead, then you need a sex therapist.
Is
up again.
Yeah, because you know, when you start out in your relationships, boy, it's just like all the time, several times a day, maybe. You know, maybe that's a little overzealous, but you know, all that happens. And then when you get in that routine, it is like the roommate situation. I've heard that from countless people in my own practice and colleagues and everything else.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Golly, you know, I guess it's just, it's not only the stress of life, but it's just the day to day. And sometimes it's like, oh, no. I don't want to do that. And then, but if you do, boy, it just, it brings you closer and everything else. If you can connect again and find a way to connect again.
Yes. What I believe is that sex is actually a vital life force. It's like mm-hmm. When we allow that experience to flow through us, it gives us that much more power, that much more passion, mm-hmm. that much more vitality. And so to neglect it is really to neglect part of our life force. Because when we can feel ecstasy and orgasm, it's like, that is powerful stuff.
Oh, yeah.
We're not doing anything but just allowing it to be through and coming through our vessel, our vehicle of body.
Right. You know, and that's another thing you can look at, just orgasm itself. You think about how amazing your body really is. Holy wow, right?
Yeah.
It's amazing. All the things that she does for us, as well as take care of us in every day. You know, it's amazing.
Yeah, because the clitoris has no function other than pleasure. It is mm-hmm. the only thing that it knows, right? It's just about pleasure and has 8,000 nerve endings. And that is the function of the clitoris. And so, wow, we're really built for pleasure. That is our birthright. And oftentimes we forego it. We think, okay, mm-hmm. I got to do the dishes, or I got to do the groceries, or I got to pay the bills. And all of those things will always be there. But actually coming back to the pleasure and allowing yourself to experience that is very powerful. And when it fills you up, you actually have more energy then to do other things. And I would suggest that others then can effortlessly take from your energy or absorb mm-hmm. your energy. It doesn't deplete you because you're overflowing from this ecstasy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree with that. And just the connection with your partner, you just like, you love him more, him or her more.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. Okay, so we're going to take a break and we will come back. Oh, actually, first, please tell everybody where they can find you again. And
I love it. Yeah. So you can find me on rediscovermybody.com, and that's where the masterclass is available. And then you can also find my book on Amazon.
Awesome. Okay, we'll be back, everybody.
Do you suffer from stress and anxiety? Have you tried everything and nothing's working? Do you need something more affordable and exciting than traditional therapy? You need Hannah, the anti-anxiety coach. She helps people of all ages overcome their stress and anxiety to get back to a normal life. Hannah has spots available for a limited time in her one-on-one coaching, six-month coaching, and group coaching programs. Go to hannah-obrien.com and click on the chat button to get started.
Life is so unpredictable, and sometimes trauma, grief, and other circumstances leave us feeling like the walls of life are closing in on us. Vernita Bowe has been where you are. She is a Christian life coach, a motivational speaker, and a licensed minister. Let Vernita help you begin to live again. For a free 30-minute consultation, visit VernitaInspires.com.
Don't let the disruption and chaos in life overpower you. You are not the same woman as yesterday. These negative thoughts can paralyze the mind and wreak havoc on the body. Heather Lynn Jurgens is your transformation coach and reinventable specialist. Join Heather and a tribe of women willing to trade in suffering for liberation. Get Heather's reinventable roadmap at heatherlynnjurgens.com/reinventableroadmap. Hormone imbalances aren't just for the ladies. Men experience them too as they age. Are you experiencing low libido, fatigue, low stamina, and low energy? Call Dr. Nishath Hakim for a telehealth consultation, 248-997-4242, and learn more about andropause and hormone replacement therapy. Or visit prosperityhealthmi.com. Did you know that you hold the greatest truths in your body? Are you ready to feel more confident, claim your desire, and speak it out loud? Are you ready to increase your capacity for pleasure? Yes! The Rediscovering My Body coaching program is for you. Tara Galliano has been transforming women's sexual lives for over 2 decades as a sex therapist. Let her help you. Visit rediscoveringmybody.com. That's rediscoveringmybody.com.
Welcome back, everyone, to Transformation with Martinet. This is where we overcome everything and compromise nothing. My guest today is Tara Galliano. And by the way, you look really gorgeous today. Not only is it your background, but you just look so perfectly tan and beautiful.
Thank you. I just came back from Florida.
Oh, gosh. Okay. Yeah, because I say there's probably not as much sun in the Bay Area at the moment.
Not
really, as it would be. Okay, cool. Right on. So we were talking a little bit on break about like one of my first experiences, and I mentioned my crazy book story there, but with really like diving into pleasure, sexual pleasure, that kind of thing was Tantra. Is that really around so much anymore, or what else is in its place if not, or do you teach any of that?
Yes.
Okay. Awesome.
So I studied with the Source School of Tantra, and okay. I think now they've changed their name, but I've studied with Charles Muir and Carolyn Muir and Leah Piper Aiken. So really this history of the school, and they still do their work. They're still offering classes this coming year. And I studied Tantra with them in 2000, in 1999. And then again, recently. So really this theme of Tantra is important because it's good to know where we can go beyond to. So Tantra, I would say, is not for everyone, but it is offering advanced techniques that you can live into. And I would say, by and large, it is the breath, the sound, and the movement. And then the fourth element is presence. It's like, how are you bringing your presence to the breath, to the sound, to the movement? And also, there's great techniques to learn about how to give and also how to receive. And this is really important because it is part of the work that I do, even with communication, because oftentimes we imagine that everything's a dialogue. And so I say something, you say something, yeah. And so there's back and forth, and then nobody's listening. And so when we separate the roles and we have a giver and a receiver like we do in Tantra, then somebody actually gets to give. And we get to luxuriate in the experience of just receiving. And then the giver gets to find the pleasure in the giving, the pleasure for themselves and the pleasure for the other. But really focusing first on the pleasure for themselves, because there is pleasure giving. And we oftentimes don't focus on that because we're in a, particularly with heterosexual couples, we're in a performative paradigm where women feel like they need to give to their partner. They need to please their partner. They need to be a certain way. And there's this level of, let me love you, so then you'll love me. And the deeper level of, let me just love you because I love me, is a very different way to come to the sexual connection or to making love. And Tantra really shifts that paradigm. So it's not the performative paradigm, but it really is loving yourself and then offering yourself to your beloved. So I think it's a great tool. It's a great technique, especially for couples who are feeling stuck or stagnant and don't know how to create more spark in their relationship. Tantra gives a good, I mean, it's thousands of years old. It is from the Vedas. So it's got some history to it. It's got some, it's got some depth to it. And I think it's a beautiful, beautiful way to connect with your beloved.
Yeah. You know, like what you were just saying about women and pleasing their partner in a heterosexual relationship or whatever for a guy, male and female, like you said, there is like a pressure in some senses, or at least I've experienced that. And I know clients have as well. And if you don't feel particularly, and this is almost like back to the cancer thing, if you don't feel particularly good about yourself in any way, it really is hard to let that pleasure come back to you. It's like, it's okay to give it, but it's hard to get it back.
Yes.
You know? Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm. And that's true, whether we've had cancer, whether we have low self-esteem, whether we have lack of confidence, whether we have body image issues. I mean, all of the things that impact our well-being detract from how we show up as confident and sexy. And when we own that we actually love ourselves because we are such love, then we can share that love effortlessly with others. And oftentimes, what I see and why couples come to me and individuals as well is that they imagine that the love comes from outside of themselves. And if they could just be a certain way, or if they just had a certain technique, or if they just had a certain something, then they could give that to that person. And then that person could give them the love that they desire. And that's never, ever the case. It's just never the case.
Yeah. And just, it makes me sad. It even thinks about going back a little bit in my life, going into the clients' lives that, and especially women, it's like, sometimes we, you know, a lot of us, and I'm sure you talk about it in your work too, as well, is like we spend a lot of time in the self-abuse room, which is what we call it in my community. We call it the self-abuse room. And I've spent a lot of time in there. And it wasn't until I really started, how would I put it? Like, this is something that Louise Hayes says too, is approving of yourself, I guess. It's almost like a mantra of, I approve of myself, and just keep saying that over and over and over again. And then I work with my clients with mirror work, like really looking in there and telling her you're proud of her.
Yeah.
That's so important. And that starts you to feel loving about yourself, loving yourself. And I used to think, and maybe some of your clients, I'm sure they are, that you almost think like that self-love is arrogant.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. It's a sad, sad place that, you know, we've either been beaten down or we've done it to ourselves,
you know, or both. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure.
And so the words are really critical. They're a great motivation factor and get people to understand that, oh, okay, I'm in the self-abuse room. I can change the words and I can change how I'm viewing myself, because that will then impact the subconscious level. And also coming into the body, it's like when we know how we're armored, when we can really see it in the physical body, because I'm wearing my shoulders like earrings, I have such tension in my body. I mean, I would sit in my former relationship, I would sit with my leg up against my chest and think that this was normal. And I had my arm wrapped around my leg and I thought, oh, I'm just flexible. I'm just sitting in a yogi position. But that was my position of comfort. And when I feel into that now, it was really my protection. It's like I needed to sit like that when I was across from my former husband because I needed to feel so protected. And now what I recognize out the unwinding, the physical unwinding that I needed to do within my body to release that protection, because I don't need to be protected, because I actually am safe today and I provide the sense of safety. And when we have more safety in our lives, then we can certainly reach for more pleasure, because safety needs to come first for so many of us as women in particular. We need to feel safe so we can have more pleasure.
Absolutely. That just reminded me, I am doing an anthology, a couple of them this year. And one of the things I found so crazy almost in my life, that I worked for a boss that is when I was probably about 23, 24 as well. I worked for a boss that we started the day every day with meditation. He was an attorney, but it was a little different, but it got me into the world of metaphysics and meditation and helping others, you know, in that manner. And I met one of his colleagues once. We had gone to a dinner and we got to talking about childhood things that happened. And he asked me, he goes, do you forgive your dad? And I said, absolutely. Yeah. I wasn't aware I was shaking my head no at all. And that's what reminds me when you talk about the position you had to hold yourself in.
Yeah.
Wow. Mm-hmm. And so you didn't fully know what you were doing either, huh? It was just
No idea until I got
situation,
was able to reflect on it. Because the wonderful thing about the body is that the body doesn't lie. It's like a mind tells us all sorts of stories about what's true or what the next judgment is, but the body really, I mean, I know it's Bessel van der Kolk's book is Body Keeps the Score, and it's so true. Everything is in our body on a cellular level. It's encoded there. And so we have to really just begin to understand what is true and what is living in our body. And not that it's right or wrong, but it tells us a story. It tells us this fantastical narrative when we listen to it about who we are and how we're showing up in the world. And it's a great story to listen to, and we're able to take that in. We can begin to understand, oh, this is really how I want to show up in the world, and this is how I need to live into that, and this is who I need to become in order to have that fantastic relationship, in order to have that mind-blowing sex, in order to have those orgasms multiple times. We need to believe that we can become that person and then be that person.
Wow. Speaking of orgasm, I'm just going to ask you this. One of my girlfriends says that she's had such powerful ones, she almost blacks out. Is that possible?
I'm always amazed at the capacity for the human body. I've not heard that before. And yes, oftentimes I hear women say that they have tremendous orgasms and it's such a release that they cry. And then their partner doesn't understand, and then they feel like they need to explain themselves. But the capacity for the human body to experience such release is true. Yeah. And that she almost blacks out.
Wow. That's amazing. I'd like to experience that. Maybe not blacking out. Sounds good to me.
And so it is.
And so it is. I'm going to call that in. See, I'm getting bolder.
I love it. Love it. You wild woman. Woo!
Yay! Yay for wild women. All right. So we're going to take another little break, a little embarrassed, not really. And we'll be right back to discuss more about rediscovering our bodies. Thank you so much, Tara. This is a great convo.
Oh, I'm so glad to be here.
Did you know that you hold the greatest truths in your body? Are you ready to feel more confident, claim your desire, and speak it out loud? Are you ready to increase your capacity for pleasure? Yes. The Rediscovering My Body coaching program is for you. Tara Galliano has been transforming women's sexual lives for over 2 decades as a sex therapist. Let her help you. Visit rediscoveringmybody.com. That's rediscoveringmybody.com. Hormone imbalances aren't just for the ladies. Men experience them too as they age. Are you experiencing low libido, fatigue, low stamina, and low energy? Call Dr. Nishath Hakim for a telehealth consultation, 248-997-4242, and learn more about andropause and hormone replacement therapy. Or visit prosperityhealthmi.com. Don't let the disruption and chaos in life overpower you. You are not the same woman as yesterday. These negative thoughts can paralyze the mind and wreak havoc on the body. Heather Lynn Jurgens is your transformation coach and reinventable specialist. Join Heather and a tribe of women willing to trade in suffering for liberation. Get Heather's reinventable roadmap at heatherlynnjurgens.com/reinventable roadmap.
Life is so unpredictable, and sometimes trauma, grief, and other circumstances leave us feeling like the walls of life are closing in on us. Vernita Bo has been where you are. She is a Christian life coach, a motivational speaker, and a licensed minister. Let Vernita help you begin to live again. For a free 30-minute consultation, visit VernitaInspires.com.
Do you suffer from stress and anxiety? Have you tried everything and nothing's working? Do you need something more affordable and exciting than traditional therapy? You need Hannah, the anti-anxiety coach. She helps people of all ages overcome their stress and anxiety to get back to a normal life. Hannah has spots available for a limited time in her one-on-one coaching, 6-month coaching, and group coaching programs. go to hannah-o'brien.com and click on the chat button to get started.
Welcome back, everyone, to Transformation with Martinet, where we overcome everything and compromise nothing. We've been having some good, juicy talk about sex and being wild women. Yes, we like this. So, Tara, we talked a little bit on break about, like, so if a woman comes to you and maybe she just really feels unfulfilled in her life, in her sex life, and she wants to make a step to get closer to her partner, how would you advise, or what would you do? How would you start that out?
Yeah, I think that's a great question. And it's complicated because it would really depend upon what her issues are. What is she coming in for? I mean, I know it sounds pretty straightforward. Is her partner willing to come to therapy? If they're not, then it's a different pathway forward. If she just wants to come, but she really wants her partner to come and she can convince her partner to come, then we can have a different story, really. But one thing that I find often is that for the woman to initiate this process is really for her to take assessment of where she's at. What is it that she wants? What does she desire more of? And how, I mean, really what comes to me is, how is she embracing the wild within her own life? That oftentimes there's a stagnation that happens with domestication. And so the rhythm, the routine, oftentimes you receive accolades for being cerebral. So it's this Cartesian world we live in. I think, therefore I am. And so we're living from here up. And the wild doesn't live like that. The wild is really about coming into the body. And so then how are you moving in the wild? How are you being in the wild? How does it sound to live in the wild and really to come back into the body and the imagination? Because sex, you know, even though a lot of people are coming or are kind of serious about this, and it's like, this is really disrupting my life and I need to have it, it's so much about coming into playfulness and creativity and the imagination, because that's where the erotic life lives. And when we remember that we are mystery, like we are magic, to be in human life and to create what it is that we create every day is really to step into the unknown. And when we become formulaic about our lives, whether it is our sex life or how we do work or how we do anything, we've robbed ourselves of the sense of mystery. And habitual patterns simplify things for our mind, and we like that because it helps us grab onto this routine and regularity. Great. And we also need to live into the rhythm of the wild. So how are you embracing the wild? How have you become overly domesticated in your own life? How are you, you know, howling at the moon? I mean, how are you dancing naked? And where do you bring that wildness into your relationship? Because it takes courage and it takes vulnerability. That's what I say. Like, are you willing? Are you willing to come to those questions and be honest about the answers? And that's what it takes to come to sex therapy. That's what it takes to come to sexual empowerment coaching, is the vulnerability and the courage to step into that. And that's why I loved working with the women who had cancer, because they're like, okay, I've already faced death, right? It's like, I totally faced this because I got this. And so they were really determined and courageous, and so much heart and so much love, not only for themselves, but for each other. So they could really support the other women who were going through the process. And even if they couldn't see it for themselves, they could always see it for another. And so they imagined for the other. And then because that was reflected back to them, they could begin to imagine it for themselves. Yes, I can have a better relationship with my partner. Yes, I can have more love in my life. Yes, I can take all of these resources that I thought were finite, that I use on all of these medical conditions and finances and time. And I can take those and just have more pleasure, because how like hedonistic is that?
Absolutely. Absolutely. What would you say? I just had this come up recently. What would you say to a woman that her spouse, her partner is not the pursuing type, but she wants to be pursued? What would you recommend to that?
Yeah, I love it. Oh yeah. And coming back to the cancer paradigm, it's like, wow, what I would see is that oftentimes the primary caregiver was the spouse or the significant other. And then they didn't want to touch the woman because they felt like, oh, I'm going to cause her pain. I don't want to cause her pain.
Yeah.
Then there would be this chasm. And whether they were, you know, the pursuer in the past, they certainly weren't the pursuer now because they were waiting for the woman to let them know, okay, I can approach you now. And then the woman was feeling into the story of, well, I must not be attractive. I don't feel attractive. And if I was attractive, they would be pursuing me like they used to. And now they're not. And so, you can see where the stories blow up and they're, you know, perfectly entwined to fortify the other, but they're not actually meeting each other. And they so desire to meet. And so what I really recommend, and I love giving prescribed activities so we can feel into, what does it feel like to try this on? And if I try on this activity and it doesn't feel good, will I be willing to try it again? And so, for example, I like for couples to begin to recognize who initiates, initiates sexual intercourse, who initiates the dates, who initiates the hugs, who initiates the makeout sessions. Mm-hmm. And if you initiate and the other person accepts, great. And next time the person who accepted gets to initiate. Mm-hmm. And if you initiate and the other person says, no, thank you, then the other person who did not accept gets to initiate, but they need to do it at a time that they say, well, I didn't say yes tonight, but tomorrow or on Friday night, you know, I'll feel more relaxed. I'll feel like work week is done. I can focus more on you. And so I can do that at 7 o'clock. That's where it needs to happen, because when the person who's always trying always tries, they're always going to have to deal with rejection. And the person who never tries is always getting what they want. They're always getting what they want. And so there becomes a power differential. And so we need to feel into, well, this is a habitual pattern and I need to step out because I love my beloved. I'm willing to try something different. And I'm going to feel awkward and I'm not going to really feel skilled with it. And it's going to be messy, but it's okay because I trust the process and I trust my beloved and I want to have this experience. So that's the chasm that we need to begin to cross, and that it's okay. And if, when we can be gentle with ourselves and we can be gentle with others, we actually might even have fun with it too, right?
Absolutely. I think it comes down to conversation and just about anything. And seeing what works for one and what works the other, and then trying to, in a sense, figure out their love language, you know, what works, how do they want to be talked to? How do they want to be approached?
It is a conversation and then it's just doing it. Because I've been a talk therapist for a long time, and so many times it's just too many words. It's too much talking and more activation, more being in the body, more reaching with intention is so much more powerful than just talking about it. We can talk absolutely. And still blue in the face.
You're so right. That's absolutely true. Take the action. So we've just got about another minute left. Can you tell everybody where to reach you again? I would say mention your book and your masterclass again. And of course, we got Tara thinking about a nice, wonderful women get together here. Coming soon
it.
Too, yeah. Just to talk.
I love it. Yeah. So Dinner with Tara, that will be posted on my Rediscovering My Body website.
Yes.
That's rediscoveringmybody.com. My book is available on Amazon. I invite you to check it out so you can begin to catalog what you know is true for you and try some of these exercises and activities. I think you'll love them. And that's how you reach me, at my website. And I love to hear and talk to all people, men, women, to find out what's true for you and to find out how you're reaching for more pleasure.
Oh, absolutely. Because we deserve that.
You know,
we deserve that. And it's great once we realize that we do. And your world can change once you do. I thank you so much, Tara. This was an awesome conversation. I was a little nervous. And I am so glad that we got together and shared. And I'm so happy for everybody that gets in touch with you.
Me too. It's been such a pleasure. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, everyone. We'll see you next week, 1 p.m. Eastern and 10 a.m. Pacific every Friday. Thank you all.
Thank you for listening to Transformation with Martinet. Did listening today spark a sense of hope and possibility? Hold on to this feeling and tune in every second and fourth Friday at 10 a.m. Pacific for more inspiring conversations with Martinet and her guests. They will show you there is hope and you are right where you need to be. Martinet is dedicated to supporting you right where you are while launching you towards promise, passion, and possibility that leads to the fulfilled life your heart aches for. If you're tired of being stuck, schedule a complimentary consultation with Martinet and get on the exciting path towards the life you want to be living. Visit martinetemmons.com and make your appointment today.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.